When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. So in the previous episode, we went into the vault of the Iron Dragon, Duin Noll, father of Ildridger, and we fought 8 living iron statues, and after that we were able to fight the spirit of Duin Noll, who was hiding inside a giant statue of himself. As you do. And then after beating the spirit, we encountered the spirits of the heroes that beat him the first time, and we got 1/7 of a wand that will help us defeat Duin Noll for good, and will actually be very, very powerful. Anyway, we've gone back to his giant statue now. In his tomb. In the centre of this cavernous dome chamber stands a life-sized iron statue of Duin Noll. You marvel at the workmanship and labour that obviously went into creating the piece, for you're certain that the imposing piece serves a purpose far more sinister than that of a tribute to the fallen dragon. As you stand gazing upon the statue of the long-departed dragon lord, you begin to think that the frozen, lifeless eyes of the iron sculpture are following your every move. Approach the statue. As you step towards the iron statue of Duin Noll, a loud, echoing roar suddenly fills the chamber. A pale blue glow envelops the massive statue, and out of its gaping, fang-filled maw spills the terrifying, shimmering apparition of a fearsome dust dragon. The ghostly dragon assumes lifelike size as it soars into the air above the statue, stretching wide its phantasmal wings. Hovering above the iron statue and slowly beating its broad, talon-tipped wings is the spirit of Duin Noll, preserved through the centuries in this shadowy tomb by powerful goblin magic. The spirit of the great dragon grumbles something barely audible in the ancient tongue of his kin and draws back his long, scaly neck as if preparing to attack. Well, obviously, I'm going to attack back. Engage Duin Noll. I could flee, but we saw what happens when you do that in the previous episode. You hold your ground and bravely engage the spirit of the long-dead dragon lord. Duin Noll stretches wide his fang-filled jaws and unleashes a deafening roar that shakes the chamber as he soars forward on his rippling, phantasmal wings and attacks! It's the spirit of Duin Noll. Begin combat. Now, each time you fight the spirit, he gets angrier and thus stronger. The ghastly dragon spirit roars as it swipes out of you with its mist-enveloped claws. The spirit of Duin Noll roars as the phantasmal dragon unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You manage to resist the worst of the dragon's deadly breath, but still take 22 damage. Okay, I keep swinging my club. The spirit of Durinol roars as the phantom dragon unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You've been struck and stunned by the dragon's deadly breath of fire and will be unable to act during the next round. I take 40 damage. And there's me not being able to act in the next round. Now we're back to regular attacks. You suddenly feel your skin begin to harden. And that's me taking 19 damage. I presume if he manages to finish me off with that attack, I will be turned into another iron statue under his control. So let's not have that happen. The spirit of Durinol roars as the phantasmal dragon releases a powerful breath of fire. You've been struck and stunned by the dragon's deadly breath of fire and will be unable to act during the next round, and 33 damage as well. Alright, now I'll keep swinging my club. The smasher wallops your foe for 5 extra damage. You suddenly feel your skin begin to harden. 16 damage. Skin hardens again for 12 damage. And then again for 16 damage. Another breath of fire, but I resist. I'm not stunned this time, and I only take 18 damage. Skin hardens 12 damage. Okay, breath of fire, 41 damage. And, well, and I'm stunned as well. Alright, he's nearly finished me off. He's a toughie. The ghastly dragon spirit roars. He swipes out through his mist-enveloped claws. Alright, smasher wallops throw for 6 damage. Nearly done. And he is slain. 73 XP. A thunderous roar shakes the cavernous chamber as the shimmering apparition of Durinol grows brightly for several moments and then abruptly disappears. No sooner has the dragon spirit vanished, a strange sensation washes over you. The sensation passes swiftly, leaving you breathless and somewhat disorientated. And now I take 384 experience to general, and another 128 experience to all skills and powers. You make a thorough search of the large chamber, and discover nothing of any particular value. Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you're about to make your way along the passage itself when you suddenly spot a faint blue glow on the ground near the iron dragon statue's white front foot. Stepping closer to the glow, you're surprised to find it emanates from a small fragment of what appears to be an iron wand. You immediately pick up the curious object. It's a glowing wand fragment. After studying the glowing wand fragment for several minutes, you turn to exit the chamber, only to find yourself confronted by a ghastly sight. You stare in disbelief at the ghostly images of the band of brave adventurers who so long ago defeated Durinol, now standing beneath the tall arch leading into the chamber. You immediately recognise these figures to be identical to the iron statues you encountered and defeated in the alcoves that line the main passage of the tomb. And that was in the previous episode. One of the glowing apparitions, that of a young woman, holding a shimmering orb, steps forward and bows. She then raises her face and smiles as she addresses you in a faint but melodic tone. "You now possess 2 of the 7 parts of the Wand of Dragonfire," she says. "If all 7 of its pieces can be found, and it can be reassembled, the wand can be used to make certain Durinol never again threatens the world. You must return here when sufficient time has passed and again defeat the dragon spirit. It's about 2 hours or so for Durinol to take his nappy nap and recover." You attempt to engage the ghostly figure of the woman in conversation, as there are several questions you wish to pose to her. Before you can utter a word, she and the others begin to rapidly fade from view. In a matter of moments, the spectral figures have completely vanished, leaving you alone before the towering iron statue of the great dust dragon. With no desire to linger here, You take a final look around the cavernous chamber before heading back through the arch to the south. Okay, and now that's it for now. And now it's time to approach the statue again. As you step towards the large iron statue, Durinol, a loud echoing roar suddenly fills the chamber. A pale blue glow envelops the magic statue, and out of its gaping, fang-filled maw spills the terrifying, shimmying apparition of a fearsome dust dragon. The ghostly dragon assumes a lifelike size as it soars into the air above the statue, stretching wide its phantasmal wings. Hovering above the iron statue and slowly beating its broad, talon-tipped wings is the spirit of Durinol, preserved through the centuries in this shadowy tomb by powerful goblin magic and incredibly bored. The spirit of the great Grumbles dragon grumbles something barely audible in the ancient tongue of his kin and draws back his long, scaly neck as if preparing to attack. Engage Durinol. Hold your ground and bravely engage the spirit of the long-dead dragon lord. Durinol stretches wide his fang-filled jaws and unleashes a deafening roar that shakes the chamber as he soars forward on his flipping, phantasmal wings and attacks the spirit of Durinol. You swing your club at the enemy. The ghastly dragon spirit roars and swipes out with its mist-enveloped claws. Durinol! The spirit of Durinol roars as the phantasmal dragon unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You've been struck and stunned by the dragon's deadly breath of fire and be unable to act during the next round and take 35 damage as well. The quickstone will repeat the 20 you just rolled next round. Very nice. Keep going. I'm getting more lucky this time. You suddenly feel your skin begin to harden and take 18 damage. And I go into a battle wage. And I finished him off. 74 XP. The thunderous roar shakes the cavernous chamber as the shimmering apparition Durinol glows brightly for several moments and then abruptly disappears. No sooner has the dragon spirit vanished, a strange sensation washes over you. The sensation's quick passes swiftly, leaving you breathless and somewhat disoriented. 384 experience to general, 128 experience to all skills and powers. As you make a thorough search of the large chamber, and discover nothing at any particular hour, confident you haven't overlooked anything, you're about to make your way back along the passage to south, when you suddenly spot a faint blue glow on the ground near the iron dragon statue's white front foot. Stepping closer to the glow, you're surprised to find out that it emanates from a small fragment of what appears to be an iron wand. You immediately pick up the curious object, glowing wand fragment. Now I have three of them. After studying the glowing wand fragment for several moments, you turn the exit chamber, only to find yourself confronted by a ghastly sight. You stare in disbelief at the ghostly images of the band of brave adventurers who so long ago defeated Durinol, now standing beneath the tall arch leading into the chamber. You immediately recognise these statues to be identical to the iron statues you encountered and defeated in the alcoves that line the main passage of the tomb. One of the glowing apparitions, that of a young woman holding a shimmering orb, steps forward and bows. She then raises her face and addresses you in a faint but melodic tone. You now possess three of the seven parts of the wand of Dragonfire, she says. If all seven of its pieces can be found, it can be reassembled, and the wand can be used to make certain that Durinol never again threatens this world. You must return here when sufficient time has passed and again defeat the dragon spirit. You attempt to engage the ghostly figure of the woman in conversation, as there are several questions you wish to pose to her, but before she can utter a word, she and the others begin to rapidly fade from view. In a matter of moments, the spectral figures have completely vanished, leaving you alone before the towering iron statue of the great Dusk Dragon. With no desire to linger here, you take a final look around the cavernous chamber before heading back through the arch to the south. Now I just have to wait a bit until Durinol is ready for another fight. Durinol has had his nap, and now he's ready to fight again. As you step towards the large iron statue of Durinol, a loud echoing roar fills the chamber. A pale blue glow envelops the massive statue, and out of its gaping, fang-filled maw spills the terrifying, shimmering apparition of a fearsome dusk dragon. The ghostly dragon assumes lifelike size as it soars into the air above the statue, stretching wide its phantasmal wings. Hovering above the iron statue and slowly beating its broad, talon-tipped wings is the spirit of Durinol, preserved through the centuries in his shadowy tomb by powerful goblin magic. The spirit of the great dragon grumbles something barely audible in the ancient tongue of his kin, and slowly draws back his long scaly neck as if preparing to engage. Well, then I'll engage him. You hold your ground and bravely engage the spirit of the long dead dragon lord. Durinol stretches wide his fang-filled jaws and unleashes a deafening roar that shakes the chamber as he roars forward on his whippling, phantasmal wings and attacks. It's the spirit of Durinol. The ghastly dragon spirit roars as it swipes out of you its mist-enveloped claws. And he has a lot of health. The spirit of Durinol roars as the phantasmal dragon unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You manage to resist the worst of the dragon's deadly breath and just take 9 damage. Keep going, keep going. Smashy, smashy, smashy. I've been struck by the fire and can't move one round. You suddenly feel your skin begin to harden for 10 damage. Keep going, keep going. Alright. Skin hardens again for 21 damage. Hardening for 11 damage. And then again for 11 damage. And then for 12 damage. Then 15 damage. Then 13 damage. Now he's nearly done. The spirit of Durinol roars as the phantasmal dragon unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You've been struck and stunned by the dragon's deadly breath of fire. I'll be unable to act during the next round. I also take 38 damage. And that's me not being able to move. I get the breath of massive fire breath stuns me and does another 36 damage. And then again, for 34 damage, I'm going to use the quick stone to heal myself. Right, quick stone. The quick stone shimmers and glows bright red as it fully heals you. The ghastly dragon spirit roars as it swipes out of you with its mist-enveloped claws, and he's finished off. You have slain your foe. 74 XP. A thunderous roar shakes the cavernous chamber as the shimmering apparition of Durinol glows brightly for several moments and then abruptly disappears. No sooner has the dragon spirit vanished, a strange sensation washes over you. The cessation passes swiftly, leaving you breathless and somewhat disorientated. 384 experience to general, 128 experience to all skills and powers. You make a thorough search of the large chamber and discover nothing of any particular value. Confident you have overlooked anything, you're about to make your way back along the passage to the south when you suddenly spot a faint blue glow on the floor near the iron dragon statue's white front foot. Stepping closer to the glow, you're surprised to find out that it emanates from a small fragment of what appears to be an iron wand. You immediately pick up the curious object. It's another glowing wand fragment. After studying the glowing wand for several moments, you turn to exit the chamber, only to find yourself confronted by a ghastly sight. You stare in disbelief at the ghostly images, the brave band of adventurers who so long ago defeated Durinol, now standing beneath the tall arch leading into the chamber. You immediately recognise these figures to be identical to the iron statues you encountered and defeated in the alcoves that line the main passage of the tomb. One of the shimmering apparitions, that of a young woman holding a shimmering orb, steps forward as she bows. She then raises her face and smiles as she addresses you in a faint but melodic tone. "You now possess 4 of the 7 parts of the Wand of Dragonfire," she says. "If all 7 of its pieces can be found, it can be reassembled. The wand can be used to make certain that Durinol never again threatens the world. You must return here when sufficient time has passed and again defeat the dragon spirit. You attempt to engage the ghostly figure of the woman in conversation, as there are several questions you wish to pose to her. But before she can utter a word, she and the others begin to rapidly fade from view. In a matter of moments, the spectral figures have completely vanished, leaving you alone before the towering iron statue of the great Dusk Dragon. With no desire to linger here, you take a final look around the cavernous chamber before heading back through the arch to the south. And that's it for now. And he's back. As you step towards the large iron statue of Durinol, a loud, echoing roar suddenly fills the chamber. A pale blue glow envelops the massive statue, and out of its gaping, fang-filled maw spills the terrifying, shimmering apparition of a fearsome dusk dragon. The ghostly dragon assumes a lifelike size as it soars into the air above the statue, stretching wide its phantasmal wings, hovering above the iron statue and slowly beating its broad, talon-tipped wings is the spirit of Durinol, preserved through the centuries in this shadowy tomb by powerful goblin magic. The spirit of the great dragon grumbles something barely audible in the ancient tongue of his kin and then draws back his long scaly neck as if preparing to attack. "I will attack as well!" You hold your ground and bravely engage the spirit of the long-dead undead lord. Long-dead dragon lord. I guess he's also undead. Durinol stretches wide his fang-filled jaws and unleashes a deafening roar that shakes the chamber as he soars forward on his whippling, phantasmal wings and attacks. It's the spirit of Durinol for the 5th time. I think. The ghostly dragon spirit roars as it swipes out of you with its mist-enveloped claws. I'm going to use my 3 quickstone 20s just to knock out about 117 damage. Alright, breath of fire for 42 damage and I am stunned. Another breath of fire for another 42 damage and I am stunned. But skin hardens 19 damage. Skin hardens 15 damage. Breath of fire, but I shug off the stunning, take 15 damage. Skin hardens again. Ooh, and I go into a battle rage. And finish him off with that. 74 XP. A thunderous roar shakes the cavernous chamber as the shimmering apparition of Durinol glows brightly for several moments and then abruptly disappears. No sooner has the dragon spirit vanished, a strange sensation washes over you. The sensation passes swiftly, leaving you breathless and somewhat disorientated. 384 experience to general, 128 experience to all skills and powers. You make a thorough search of the large chamber, but discover nothing of any particular value yet. Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you're about to make your way along the passage to the south when you suddenly spot a faint blue glow on the ground near the iron dragon statue's white front foot. Stepping closer to the glow, you're surprised to find out that it emanates from a small fragment of what appears to be an iron wand. You immediately pick up the curious object. It's another glowing wand fragment. After studying the glowing wand fragment for several moments, you turn to exit the chamber, only to find yourself confronted by a ghastly sight. You stare in disbelief at the ghostly images of the brave band of adventurers who so long ago defeated Durinol, now standing beneath the tall arch leading into the chamber. You immediately recognise these figures to be identical to the iron statues you encountered and defeated in the alcoves that line the main passage of the tomb. One of the glowing apparitions, that of a young woman holding a shimmering orb, steps forward and bows. She then raises her face and smiles as she addresses you in front, in a faint but melodic tone. You now possess 5 of the 7 parts of the Wand of Dragonfire. If all 7 of its pieces can be found, it can be reassembled. The wand can be used to make certain that Durinol never again threatens the world. You must return here when the sufficient time has passed and again defeat the dragon spirit. You attempt to engage the ghostly figure of the woman in conversation, as there are several questions you wish to pose to her. But before you can utter the word, she and the others begin to rapidly fade from view. In a matter of moments, the spectral figures have completely vanished, leaving you alone before the towering statue of the great dusk, towering iron statue, the great dusk dragon. With no desire to linger here, you take a final look around the cavernous chamber before heading back through the arch to the south. And now I've got to wait a couple of hours for him to rest up so he can fight again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And he's back again. As you step towards the large iron statue of Durinol, a loud, echoing roar suddenly fills the chamber. A pale blue glow envelops the massive statue, and out of its gaping, fang-filled maw spills the terrifying, shimmering apparition of a fearsome dust dragon. The ghostly dragon assumes lifelike size as it soars into the air above the statue, stretching wide its phantasmal wings. Hovering above the iron statue and slowly beating its broad, talon-tipped wings is the spirit of Durinol, preserved through the centuries in this shadowy tomb by powerful goblin magic. The spirit of the great dragon grumbles something barely audible in the ancient tongue of his kin, then draws back his long, scaly neck as if preparing to attack. Engage, Durinol! You hold your ground and bravely engage the spirit of the long-dead dragon lord. Durinol stretches wide his fang-filled jaws and unleashes a deafening roar that shakes the chamber as he soars forward on his whippling, phantasmal wings and attacks. Begin combat! What power should I use? Use the power of telekinesis. Oh, you can resist. Well, that's no good. Okay, you can't. Okay, then necromancy. Your waif-like touch sends a deathly chill for your enemy for 48 damage, and I'll just spam that. 48, 47, 46. Yeah, I'm getting. Oh, and I go into a battle rage as well. The ghastly dragon spirit roars. It strikes out at you with its mist-enveloped claws. More battle rage. Stirring battle rage. Still raging! Finish it off with rage! I'm so angry that you don't just give me all your glowing wand shards in one go. Why do I have to fight you 7 times? You're so greedy, hoarding the weapon that can destroy you. Oh, fair enough, I guess. You've slain your foe. 74 experience, most of it going towards necromancy. A thunderous roar shakes the cavernous chamber as the shimmering apparition of Durinol glows brightly for several moments and abruptly disappears. No sooner has the dragon spirit vanquished, a strange sensation washes over you. The sensation passes swiftly, leaving you breathless, somewhat disorientated. Alright, that gets me 384 experience to general, and another 128 experience to all skills and powers. You make a thorough search of the large chamber and discover nothing of any particular value, confident you haven't overlooked anything, although I'm not confident, because I can see the lower down in the page. You're about to make your way back along the passage to the south when you suddenly spot a pale, faint blue glow on the ground near the iron dragon statue's white front foot. Stepping closer to the glow, you're surprised to find out that it emanates from a small fragment of what appears to be an iron wand. You immediately pick up the curious object. It's another glowing wand fragment, that's six of them now. After studying the glowing wand fragment for several moments, you turn and exit the chamber, only to find yourself confronted by a ghastly sight. You stare in disbelief at the ghostly images of the band of brave adventurers who so long ago defeated Jorinol. Now standing beneath the tall arch leading into the step chamber, you immediately recognise these figures to be identical to the iron statues you encountered and defeated in the alcoves that line the main passage of the tomb. One of the glowing apparitions, that of a young woman holding a shimmering orb, steps forward and bows. She then raises her face and smiles as she addresses you in a faint but melodic tone. You now possess all but one of the seven parts of the wand of dragonfire, she says. If you can obtain the last piece and reassemble it, the wand can be used to make certain that Jorinol never again threatens this world. You must return here when sufficient time has passed and once again defeat the dragon spirit. You attempt to engage the ghostly figure of the woman in conversation, as there are several questions you wish to pose to her. But before you can utter a word, she and the others begin to rapidly fade from view. In a matter of moments, the spectral figures have completely vanished, leaving you alone before the towering iron statue of the great Dusk Dragon. With no desire to linger here, you take a final look around the cavernous chamber before heading back through the arch to the south. Alright, now we just have to wait one more time for the final fight against the spirit of Jorinol. Well, unless there's some sort of fight that's unlocked when you assemble the wand, and then you can finally defeat Jorinol once and for all, but that's not in game yet. But anyway, one more wand fragment to get. That'll be a couple of hours for me and half a second for you. And he's back again for our final fight. As you step towards the large iron statue of Jorinol, a loud echoing roar suddenly fills the chamber. A pale blue glow envelops the massive statue, and out of its gaping, fang-filled maw spills the terrifying, shimmering apparition of a fearsome dust dragon. The ghostly dragon assumes lifelike size as it soars into the air above the statue, stretching wide its phantasmal wings. Hovering above the iron statue and slowly beating its broad talon-tipped wings is the spirit of Jorinol, preserved through the centuries in this shadowy tomb by powerful goblin magic. The spirit of the great dragon grumbles something barely audible in the ancient tongue of his kin, and then draws back his long, scaly neck as if preparing to attack. Engage, Jorinol! You hold your ground and bravely engage the spirit of the long-dead dragon lord. Jorinol stretches wide his fang-filled jaws and unleashes a deafening roar that shakes the chamber as he soars forward on his whippering, phantasmal wings and attacks. Spirit of Jorinol. Alright, let's use Wave Touch. The great dragon spirit roars as it wipes out of you with its wisp-enveloped claws. As the waif-like touch sends a deafening chill through your enemy. I'm just going to spam that. Because now that I've got Necromancy to level 70, it pretty much always does more damage than even the best possible hit you could get with a melee attack, which is 39 if you exclude specials. Like 57 this time. But of course, the thing that holds you back from just spamming your magic attack constantly is it uses one Neville reserve each time. And even at the ridiculous level of envy, Neville reserve that Sir Croakington has now, it's gonna run out before you get through a proper length dungeon. You could probably just reuse bloat, blast them, go through all of them, just fighting all the skeletons in a single axe path one, for example. Especially when you consider that later in the game you get dungeons with where your regular foes can have hundreds of health. I keep blasting and blasting. I feel my skin begin to harden. Did some damage, probably around 15, and then again for 15 damage. Oh, the spirit of Durinor wars as the phantasmal dragon unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You've been struck and stunned by the dragon's deadly breath of fire, and will be unable to act during your next round. Also take 31 damage. And it breathes fire on me again for 18 damage, but I resist the worst effects and don't get stunned. Oh, and I go into a battle rage. I'll just finish it off with a... No, oh, that didn't last very long. The battle rage ended instantly. Swing your club. Swipes out to you. And wave touch. One more hit should do him. And it did. With another wave touch, he is slain. I got 74 XP, 73 of it going to necromancy. A thunderous war shakes the cavernous chamber as the shimmering apparition of Durinor grows brightly for several moments and then abruptly disappears. No sooner has the dragon spirit vanished, a strange sensation washes over you. The sensation passes swiftly, leaving you breathless and somewhat disorientated. 384 experience to general, 128 experience to all skills and powers. You make a thorough search of the large chamber and discover nothing of any particular value. Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you're about to make your way back along the passage to the south when you suddenly spot a faint blue glow on the ground near the iron dragon statue's white front foot. Stepping closer to the glow, you are surprised to find out that it emanates from a small fragment of what appears to be an iron wand. You immediately pick up the curious object. There. The final glowing wand fragment. After studying the glowing wand fragment for several moments, you turn to exit the chamber, only to find yourself confronted by a ghastly sight. You stare in disbelief at the ghostly images of the band of brave adventurers who so long ago defeated Durinor, now standing beneath the tall arch leading into the chamber. You immediately recognise these figures to be identical to the iron statues you encountered and defeated in the alcoves that line the main chamber of the tomb. One of the glowing apparitions, that of a young woman holding a shimmering orb, steps forward and bows. She then raises her face and then smiles as she addresses you in a faint but melodic tone. "You now possess all 7 pieces of the wand of dragonfire," she says. "You must now discover the means to reassemble it. When it is again whole, you must return here and use it to forever vanquish the spirit of Durinor from this world." You attempt to engage the ghostly figure of the woman in conversation, as there are several questions you wish to pose to her, but before you can utter a word, she and the others begin to rapidly fade from view. In a matter of moments, the spectral figures have completely vanished, leaving you alone before the towering iron statue of the great Dusk Dragon. With no desire to linger here, you take a final look around the cavernous chamber before heading back through the arch to the south. Now, who can we assemble it? Well, I'll go. First thing, I'll talk to the person who sent me here. So, Southern Tysa, Western Tysa, City of Twithic. Explore the city, Blade Square. Refresh. Return to Blade Square. Get 5 more refreshes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, looks like since I've already been sent there, that won't do. Okay. I know what to do, so I'll just do it. It's the Adventurers Collective. Visit the Guildmaster. The Guildmaster of the Adventurers Collective is a tall, imposing figure. A dark hood covers his head, shadowing his face. A long sword dangles from the white side of his belt. On his left hangs a small hand axe. He rises from behind a wooden table, where he has been studying an open leather-bound tome, and greets you with a curt nod. "An interesting collection of pieces you have there," says the Guildmaster, stepping forward and holding out his hand. "May I see one of them?" Before you can quite fathom what he's talking about, one of the glowing wand fragments floats out from amongst your possessions and soars across the room with his outstretched hands. "How do you even know I had them? They were deep in my inventory." The Guildmaster examines the glowing wand fragment for a few moments and then steps forward and hands the piece back to you. "It's strange timing indeed. This should arrive at my doorstep at this hour," he says, stepping back towards the table. "Barely a week ago, my eyes upon the outside world were laid to me that a merchant or trader from Talentless had come into possession of one of the objects I had been search of for decades, the map to the lair of Zadzuin." Who is Zadzuin? "Zadzuin, once the greatest knight in the kingdom of Phlegon, the mighty and beloved Zadzuin fell victim to a vicious curse of the vengeful dragon, the mighty Jorin Nol. A curse slowly and painfully took its toll on the mighty warrior, changing him from a grand and revered figure in the kingdom to a bent, withered and hateful creature. Zadzuin had set out to slay Jorin Nol, using a powerful artifact he'd recently come into possession of, the Wand of Dragonfire. According to the legend, it was the Wand of Dragonfire that was used by the band of 12 adventurers who eventually defeated the Dragon Lord. The wand is believed to have been shattered by Jorin Nol's followers, following his untimely demise, and its remains hidden away in his secret tomb. Zadzuin fled and hid himself in the wilds following the outset of his curse. Many accounts tell of him spending his remaining years in the forests of Western Telsa, hidden away from the realm of man and the world he once fearlessly defended, the very world that now shunned and despised him. The hidden lair of Zadzuin, where the cursed fallen knight spent the remainder of his life, has long been a matter of speculation, though it is commonly believed that its construction was facilitated by a powerful sorcerer who remained his loyal friend to the end of his days. Also part of Zadzuin's legend is the notion that within his hidden lair lies the means by which to reconstruct the Wand of Dragon. Ooh, that's convenient. We need to do that. He asks the Guildmaster what the connection there is between the wand fragments and the map he just mentioned. "The fragments you possess are pieces of the Wand of Dragonfire," he says. an artifact of immense power, once wielded by the great Theodenese knight Zadzuin. The legend says that within Zadzuin's final resting place, in the lair where he cowered, bent into a creature of vile savagery, there is said to be found the means by which to make the wand whole. You ask the guildmaster if he hopes possessed the wand himself, and he promptly shakes his head. By all interest is that it be found by the White Hands, he says. And with the discovery of the map and your recovery of the wand's seven parts, it would seem the old legends are about to be put to a sudden test. I will make some inquiries and determine the location of the trader who possesses the map. Return here tomorrow. Thank you, Sir Crockington. Be certain to keep those pieces safe. The following day, once again, finds you standing before the guildmaster of the Adventurer Collective, the shadowy, imposing figure, his dark hood concealing his face. Thanks you for returning you, and tells you that his agents tracked the trader who possessed the map and caught up with him in Southward Glen. A deal has been struck with him, he says. He is to await your arrival in the Goblin Claw Inn. You will give him 10,000 of your gold for the map. His name is Nomwick, Sir Crokington, and I would suggest you be on your guard in his presence. He has a reputation for deceit and foul play. If half of what I've heard about him is true. The guildmaster tells you he wishes the guild could afford to give you the gold that Nomwick the traders requested, but their reserves of wealth have diminished over the past few years. 10,000 gold is, however, a small enough price to pay for a chance at exploring Zadzuin's lair, and quite possibly restoring the wand of Dragonfire, he says. I only ask that, should the wand be made whole again, allow me to see it. Just once. You thank the guildmaster for the information, and tell him that you will set out at once for the Goblin Claw Inn. He wishes you luck and congratulates you on having collected the 7 pieces of the wand. This is a truly fearsome weapon, he says, as you prepare to depart. And should it come to pass you are able to reassemble it, I can think of no one more worthy of wielding it. With that, you take your leave of the guildmaster and prepare to journey to the Southward Glen, where you hope you will find the trader known as Nomwick still waiting. To embark on this adventure, travel to Goblin Claw Inn in the Southward Glen in the Heart Hills of Southwest Tysa. Look for the Blood of Zadzuin under the adventures available in that location. Alright, now that's a full-on adventure, so I will just go to the Goblin Claw Inn, which is in Southward Glen, which is in the Heart Hills. Visit the Goblin Claw Inn. Enter the inn. You can start the adventure from the common room, but that will be for the next episode. So now I'm just going to save in the Goblin Claw Inn, and Sir Crokington will rest up, having its fine ale, adequate food, possibly having a nap, and almost certainly getting into a couple of bar fights. But that of course will be unknown to me and unknown to you, because it's not going to be win about. But we could assume that some bar fights happened. But then in the next episode we will do the Blood of Zadzuin. And it might stretch over 2 episodes. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll just play it by ear. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.